This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is Kindex? How the science of body movement explains physical expression and communication. Understanding how your body speaks before your mouth opens. In short, Kindex is the study of how body movement carries meaning in human communication, covering everything from a raised eyebrow to the way you hold your shoulders. Your body communicates constantly, whether you're speaking or silent. Physical expression can confirm or contradict what your words are saying. Understanding Kindex helps you read others more clearly and present yourself with greater confidence. Definition: Kindex, body movement, is the study of how physical gestures, posture, facial expressions, and eye contact function as communication. It examines the signals your body sends during every interaction, whether you are aware of those signals or not. You walk into a room to deliver important news. Your voice is steady and your words are clear, but your shoulders are hunched, your arms are folded tight, and your eyes keep dropping to the floor. The person across from you hears your words. What they believe is your body. I have watched this happen more times than I can count, and the damage is almost always invisible to the speaker. Physical expression shapes every conversation you have. The way you move, hold yourself, and occupy space tells others whether you're confident or uncertain, open or guarded, present or distracted. Most people learn to choose their words with care. Far fewer learn to choose their movements with the same intention. That gap is exactly what Kindex body movement helps close. By the end of this article, you will understand what Kindex means, why physical expression matters in real interactions, and what it actually looks like when someone uses it well. If you want to understand how emotional awareness shapes your broader communication, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy covers that connection in depth. Here, we focus entirely on the body itself. What Kindex actually means in practice. Kindex is the formal study of body movement as a system of communication. It was first defined by anthropologist Ray Birdwistell, who argued that physical movement carries meaning in the same way that spoken words do. In practice, Kindex covers gestures, posture, facial expressions, eye contact, and the pace and flow of how you move during an interaction. This is not about reading one signal in isolation. It is about understanding clusters. A person who crosses their arms, leans back, and avoids eye contact is likely closed off. A person who leans forward, holds steady eye contact, and nods as you speak is almost certainly engaged. No single movement tells the whole story. The pattern does. Here is a brief example. A manager delivers critical feedback to a team member. Her words are encouraging. She says she believes in the person's ability to improve. But as she speaks, she angles her body slightly toward the door, her voice flattens, and she gives minimal eye contact. The team member leaves the meeting feeling dismissed, not encouraged. The words said one thing. The physical expression said another. The body won. Kindex gives you a framework for understanding why that happens and how to close the gap between what you intend to communicate and what your body actually shows. Physical expression, understood through Kindex, is one of the most practical tools in any communicator system. Why physical expression matters in every interaction. Here is the truth that people make decisions about you before you finish your first sentence. Your posture, your gaze, your stillness or your restlessness, all of it lands before your argument does. If your physical expression is working against you, even the best words in the world will struggle to land. The consequences of physical expression, well understood or ignored, show up every day. Trust is built or broken physically. When your body language matches your words, people relax and believe you. When it does not match, they feel something is off, even if they cannot name it. That instinct is really wrong. Presence communicates respect. Turning your body towards someone, holding steady eye contact, and keeping your movements calm all signal that the other person has your full attention. Distracted movement signals the opposite, regardless of what you say. You can learn more about this in the role of communication in meeting success. Closed posture shuts conversations down. Folded arms, turned shoulders, and a contracted stance discourage the other person from speaking freely. Psychological safety in a conversation is partly physical. The related article on what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explores this dynamic in detail. Physical congruence amplifies your message. When your body, voice, and words all point in the same direction, your message becomes clear and strong. That alignment is what makes some communicators feel effortlessly trustworthy. In your daily reality, Kindex shows up in job interviews, team conversations, difficult feedback sessions, and quiet one-on-ones. The moment you understand that your body is always communicating, you gain a new kind of strength, the ability to choose what it says. How to recognize strong Kindex in practice. You know Kindex body movement is working well when you see these signs in yourself or others. Number 1. Stable, open posture. The person holds their torso open, neither puffed up nor collapsed. Their shoulders are relaxed and their weight is settled. This signals both confidence and approachability, two qualities that invite honest conversation. Number 2. Purposeful gesture. Hands move to emphasize or clarify, not to fidget or deflect. For example, a speaker who opens their palms outward while making a point signals transparency. A speaker who drums their fingers or rings their hands signals anxiety, even if their words do not. Number 3. Consistent eye contact. The person holds eye contact steadily without staring. They look away to think, not to escape. This signals presence and respect. Dropping eye contact during difficult moments often signals avoidance, and the other person will notice. Number 4. Aligned facial expression. The face reflects what is being said. If someone is expressing concern, you see it. If they are expressing enthusiasm, that shows too. A blank or mismatched expression creates distance and confusion, especially during feedback conversations. Number 5. Measured use of space. The person neither crowds others nor retreats unnecessarily. They occupy an appropriate amount of space for the situation. Proximity matters. Leaning slightly forward during a personal conversation signals engagement. Staying rigidly upright often signals discomfort. Number 6. Movement that matches the moment. When the conversation is serious, the body stills. When it is collaborative, movement becomes more open. The ability to match your physical pace to the emotional tone of a conversation is one of the clearest signs of a skilled communicator. Together, these characteristics create a physical presence that others experience as trustworthy, clear, and fully engaged. That is not an accident. It is practice. Common misconceptions about Kindex body movement. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about physical expression. Misconception. Body language is instinctive, so you cannot change it. The truth. Most of your physical habits were learned, which means they can be unlearned. Decades ago, I spoke in public with my shoulders permanently rounded and my hands hidden in my pockets. I did not know why I was doing it until someone showed me a recording. Once I saw it, I could work on it. Awareness comes first. Change follows through deliberate practice. Misconception. One gesture reveals what someone is really thinking. The truth. A single signal almost never tells the whole story. Crossed arms might signal defensiveness or simply a cold room. A downward gaze might signal shame or careful thought. Kindex becomes useful when you read clusters of signals, patterns of movement that repeat across a conversation, not individual moments. Training yourself to read patterns, not single gestures, is what separates accurate observation from unfair assumption. Misconception. Kindex is the same in every culture. The truth. Physical expression varies significantly across cultures. The amount of eye contact considered respectful, the appropriate distance between speakers, the meaning of specific hand gestures, all of these differ depending on where someone grew up. What reads as confident directness in one culture may read as aggression in another. When giving constructive feedback across cultural differences, this matters enormously. The short version read patterns, not single moments, and always account for context. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Kindex in real communication situations. Here is what physical expression looks like when it is and is not present. In a workplace conversation, a senior leader calls a junior colleague in for an update. She sits behind her desk, arms resting on the surface, body angled slightly away, eyes checking her screen as the colleague speaks. Her words are polite. Her body says she is elsewhere. The colleague leaves feeling undervalued and hesitant to raise issues in the future. A small shift in physical presence, turning fully towards someone, resting hands open on the desk would have changed the entire dynamic. In a team setting, a team is working through a difficult decision. One member leans back with arms folded throughout. He speaks when asked, but his physical withdrawal signals disengagement. Others begin to talk around him. By the end of the meeting, he has not contributed meaningfully, not because he had nothing to say, but because his physical expression closed the door before he opened his mouth. Understanding how empathy bridges and team communication can help teams notice and address this pattern early. In a personal leadership moment, a manager is about to deliver difficult feedback. Before the conversation begins, she takes a breath and crosses her legs, plants both feet on the floor, and looks directly at the person. She has prepared her words, but she has also prepared her body. The person receiving the feedback later describes the conversation as hard but fair. The physical groundedness of the manager created enough safety for the message to land. How to give feedback as strengthens team synergy explores how that kind of deliberate communication changes outcomes. What these scenarios have in common is simple: the body was always communicating, whether the speaker intended it or not. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about physical expression. Your body is always sending a signal. The question is whether you are choosing that signal or letting habit choose it for you. Start paying attention to what your body does in high-stakes conversations. Congruence is the goal. When your words, voice, and physical expression all point in the same direction, people trust you. When they conflict, people trust your body over your words, every time. Read patterns, not single gestures. One crossed arm means nothing. A pattern of closed posture, reduced eye contact, and backward lean across a conversation tells you something real. Physical presence is a skill, not a personality trait. Confident, open physical expression can be practiced deliberately. The first step is simply watching yourself with honesty. Context always matters. Apply what you know about kindex with curiosity, not judgment. A quiet body does not always mean a closed mind. Small adjustments carry real weight. Leaning slightly forward, holding eye contact for a moment longer, or letting your hands rest open rather than gripped together. These small changes shift how others experience you in ways that compound over time. If you want to go further, the next step is understanding how emotional intelligence deepens your ability to read and respond to physical signals in others. The article on emotional intelligence and feedback conversations is a strong next step. Frequently asked questions. What is kindex in communication? Kindex is the study of how body movement communicates meaning. It covers gestures, posture, facial expressions, and eye contact. Every movement you make sends a signal, whether you intend it to or not, and those signals shape how others understand what you say. What does kindex body movement include? Kindex body movement includes gestures, head nods, posture shifts, facial expressions, and eye contact. It also covers the pace and rhythm of movement. These physical signals operate constantly during conversation, often communicating more than the words being spoken. Why does kindex matter in everyday communication? Kindex matters because people read your body before they process your words. If your physical expression contradicts what you say, others trust the body over the words. Consistent, open movement builds trust. Closed or mismatched movement erodes it, often without either person knowing why. How can I improve my kindex in the workplace? Start by noticing your default posture and gestures in conversations. Practice keeping your torso open, your eye contact steady, and your gestures calm and deliberate. Small adjustments, like uncrossing your arms or leaning slightly forward, create measurable changes in how others experience you. What is the difference between kindex and body language? Kindex is the formal academic study of body movement as communication, while body language is the everyday term for the same phenomenon. Kindex includes a structured framework for categorizing movement types. Body language is broader and less precise, often used to describe intuitive reading of physical cues. Can kindex body movement be misread? Yes, physical expression is influenced by culture, personal habit, and emotional state, which means the same gesture can carry different meanings in different contexts. Crossed arms may signal defensiveness or simply cold. Reading kindex accurately requires attention to context, clusters of signals, and the whole conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.